Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good friggin' morning. Happy Thursday. First Friday, as we like to call it on the Plan B Morning Show.
It's a good song to start a day, man.
Yeah.
Need a smoke machine. Walk through some smoke.
What?
I don't know. Just feel like a badass.
Just listen to that song.
Yeah.
I always thought if they ever made a movie about me, I may have told you this. The song I would do is Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions. Yeah. And it would start with me. You'd see a car pull up, but only like the lower part, right? Just the lower part, like the wheels and half the door. Then the door would open up. It's a muscle car, of course. And then the door would open up. This is how I'm introduced in the movie, by the way, the movie about me. So then the car pulls up, comes to a stop, door opens up, and then you just see two black snakeskin boots step out of the car. And that's when the song starts.
This is ridiculous.
The Green Onion by Booker T and the MGs starts. And then it slowly pans up my jeans. And it kind of slows down at the crotch. And then it slowly pans up. And then there's me with aviators on, a white t-shirt and aviators on.
You got like 15 half-naked girls holding onto your legs too.
Everyone stops and looks and turns. Like it's like a busy area, like a mall or something. And everyone stops and looks. Even the guy flipping burgers stops to look. And then the burgers burn. And I'm like, hey, those burgers are burning, man. And he's like, oh no. And then I walk into the crowd.
Your muscles tearing out of your shirt. Are you all greased up and tanned too?
Yeah, I got you know, kind of the greaser haircut. It's great. Toothpick in my mouth.
This guy's been in the sun for...
That's how I would be introduced.
Did you have a dream? You had a dream one night, dude, and you're like, yeah, that's it.
It wasn't a dream. I wrote about it in my journal. This is what I wrote about in my diary. Dear diary, this is how the movie about me is going to start.
I could just see you in class, like looking up into the sky with your hand on your chin, dude. Just like, yeah.
Imagining
teacher
my movie.
Teacher slaps your desk. Ah!
Sorry.
Brock, snap out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about my movie. This is a good movie. So dumb. Anyway, it's 8:51.
Everybody's had those moments.
Yeah. It's going to be a good movie. We got to do your dumb vocabulary. Let's do it.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. How about this one? Here we go. I don't know if we've ever done this one. Weed Nazi.
Weed Nazi.
Weed Nazi.
Come on, man. Share your weed, bro. There's plenty of it for everybody. What are you doing?
That's absolutely right. It's a person who never shares their weed with anyone. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Let me just have a little bit of weed. No weed for you. No weed for you.
Yeah, nobody likes a weed Nazi.
Do you know any weed Nazis?
That's the point of the drug.
Well,
it's kind of hard now because of the whole, you know, pandemic thing. No, you're not supposed to be passing joints around.
Yeah.
You know, can't be doing that. but yeah, there's always that one guy, you know, it's like, dude, come on.
You know what we could do? If you want to share the weed, you could do the old shotgun. But you got to use a 6-foot tube.
Where you blow it?
Yeah. So you just take a hit and your buddy's down at the end of a 6-foot tube and you blow it through the tube. And then he gets it.
Yeah.
Shotgun it, man.
But then then if you got another buddy, you got to get a whole other tube then. And plus, I don't know if you want to be blowing your breath down a tube either, dude.
Yeah. Breathing it in. Remember back in the day at parties when girls would shotgun with each other, but they just get their lips real close and all the guys at the party are like, yes, this is awesome, man.
You always had that chick at the party, and she'd turn the joint around and she'd put her mouth on it and then blow it into the other person's mouth. Like, look, is this a show? What? Cirque du Soleil going on over here, man. Stoners crack me up, man.
It's the best.
In
their drug rugs, listening to Bob Marley.
Why is it so dark in here?
So just turn one light
everywhere.
On. Just one light.
God's sakes.
Sitting in the dark.
Leaning into the stoner thing.
Smoking. God, can I have some weed at least? No? Okay.
Everybody had the buddy with the poster. Let's get the tie-dye poster that you put the black light underneath it, man, and it showed up all the shrooms. And like, all right, this guy's been smoking some weed.
All right. Let's get out of your basement, for God's sakes. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary.